in your bulletins. And like last week, we will read the entire prologue, verses 1 through 18. But we are just going to focus on verses 6 through 13, okay? And it's kind of highlighted in there. And so starting at verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, 'This was he whom I said, he who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known." Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your words, which is the source of eternal life, God. Father, you have chosen to reveal yourself to sinful men and women through the proclamation of your word. Your word was in the beginning. Your word was with you. Your word was you. It is you. And God, we celebrate in this time that your word became flesh through the beloved Son, Jesus Christ. He came in a prepared body of human flesh, as a prepared body, as a ransom for our sins and our iniquities, Lord. Father, you came into this world of darkness, and you are not just light, but even David himself, no one was greater than John the Baptist. But we don't get that. When we read John's prologue, we do not get that about John the Baptist. John the Baptist, he looked like any Joe Schmo. Look in the beginning in which he was introduced, it says that there was a man. There was a guy. There was a dude. There was a guy, and we are not even given much information about who he is, but instead we're given information about his calling. We're given information about his mission. And so in those very short three verses, three times the word witness is given to us to describe his job title. And so we should know that the role of a witness is that they are not to make much of themselves. When my wife calls an expert witness to the stand in her cases, she's not calling them to talk about themselves. She's calling that witness to testify upon the subject matter. And that's what John is doing here with John the Baptist. John the Baptist is not here to speak about himself. He's here to speak about Jesus Christ, the events of Christ, to bear a witness of this light. He doesn't speak of himself. He doesn't speak of his own accord, but he just speaks of what he witnessed himself. And so I think that's why much of the writing about John the Baptist, it's deflected away from himself, and it's focused upon Jesus. And then verse 8, it says that he was not the light. John the Baptist was not the light, even though Jesus said that this was the greatest man to have ever lived, but he was not the light. But his purpose was simply to come and bear witness of the light. And so even though we're not very familiar, even though when we say John the Baptist to us, it doesn't have a great impact upon us, because we didn't see the crowds. We didn't hear the preaching of John the Baptist. But you know what? I think that this still has relevance for us here today. Because sometimes we can get a little too caught up in the famous people of the ministry of Christ. And sometimes we can even allow great people like Paul Tripp to be elevated maybe to the same level of Jesus Christ. And we should know that people like Billy Graham, people like C.H. Spurgeon, or John Piper, that the only way that these men are only godly, that we perceive them as they are, is because God resides within them. That these men and women are not the way they are naturally. It is only because they have been penetrated by this amazing and powerful light that illuminates us, that brings life to us, that gives us this powerfulness to speak and preach God's word. That is the preeminence of Christ in this prologue. And then the final point of John the Baptist in this prologue is that it illustrates for us the effects of the light of God that it has towards the hearts of the children of God. In verse 6, it says that John was sent from God. John the Baptist was sent from God. He was commissioned by God to first to go out and prepare the hearts of the people for the coming king, for the arrival of Jesus. And this is why Jesus highly esteemed John the Baptist. Not so much because John the Baptist was such a great man, and I'm sure he was. But Jesus was esteeming him not so much because of his person, but of his mission, because of his calling. That John the Baptist would be the first man in all of history who would announce and proclaim the coming Messiah. The coming Messiah that was promised ever since the fall in the garden, that God would bring forth a promised seed. John the Baptist was given this amazing task to bear witness of the light. And what was this message? This message of John the Baptist, it was a message of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The message of John the Baptist was that God had sent his promised Messiah, his Savior, into the world, and that this Messiah would baptize his children, not with water, but by the Holy Spirit. God's own Spirit would be baptized within the children of his love. And so not only was John the Baptist commissioned to preach this message, but we also need to know that this was his passion. It wasn't that John the Baptist reluctantly entered into this ministry. I have to do this. I grudgingly do this. John the Baptist, when you read about the Baptist's preaching and the words that he used and how he preached the word of God and the message of repentance, he did this with a fiery passion. I think that's why people were just flocking to him. If this guy was just doing it grudgingly, I don't think anyone would be convinced. I don't think anyone would want a part of this man if his heart wasn't in it. This guy was on fire for God. This guy did not care whose toes he was going to step upon. This guy was not so concerned about pleasing man. His only passion was that he would please God. This was his passion. This was his inner being. And this shows us what happens to a person, to a man or woman. This shows us what happens to a heart that has been consumed by the full Spirit of God. That John the Baptist was a full reflection of God. And that's why it says that he was not the light, but that he bore witness of light. Better thought saying is that this is that he was not the light, but he fully reflected the light. As I mentioned to you guys earlier, my wife and I, with our 6-year-old foster daughter, my wife Deborah, she recently bought these elementary school flashcards. And so our daughter is in the first grade, but you know, because my wife wants her to excel and just conquer over everyone intellectually, you know, she bought, you know, cards for second graders. And some of the facts I didn't even know. Like, I was learning information from the answer. Not generate she couldn't understand the own way. It was just a reflection of the sun. And this is the actual cause of when God's light enters into the hearts of his sons and daughters, is that we do not just grudgingly start to obey God's laws. It's not that we start to just say, okay, well, I have to start living this life for God. I have to get my act together. I really don't want to, but I think I need to, because I don't want to go to hell now. But that's not the case at all. But for those who have been penetrated by the light of God, this is our new passion. Our passion is ones that we want, once wanted, follow the ways of this world, but now we have a whole new love. We have a whole new passion, and we just want to follow God in all that we do. And this commissioning that John the Baptist has, it is the same commissioning that we have as well. Remember when Jesus went back to heaven, before he ascended back to take his right hand of the throne of God Almighty, he said that we are to go into all the world and preach the saving message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so this same commissioning that John the Baptist had to be a forerunner, to be a herald of Christ, it's our same job as well. It is our same mission as well. And when it talks about John the Baptist, one commentator said this very wisely. He says that John the Baptist's recording here in John's prologue, it was not just for historical facts. It wasn't that John, the disciple John, was just recording for us historical history. No, he was recording John the Baptist because he was a part, like a representative of all Christians. He was a representative of those who would come after him, who would continue on this ministry. And so all of us that we have been called into the flock of God, called into become children of God, we, in a sense, have the spirit of John the Baptist within us. That we go into the wilderness and we cry out, make way, ready the way of the Lord. And this is our new light, that this newly regenerated nature, that we reflect the light of Jesus Christ just like the moon reflects the sun. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, verses 15, he says, "You are the light of the world." He said that to everyone in the house. Now, some people read this, okay, I am the light of the world, okay, and they naturally think good deeds, right? Okay, I need to show my light with others, do good deeds, right? No, that's not exactly what I'm talking about. Yes, we are to do good deeds for others. We are to show loving kindness towards others. That is a part of letting our light shine, but the preeminence, the priority of letting our light shine is basically to bear witness of the light. To just say, just to give an account of the gospel message. To not speak of myself. Not to make much of myself. Not to make much of my testimony, even though testimony is very powerful. But my testimony can never bring anyone into a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. It is only His testimony. It is only the testimony of our beloved Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what He did for us on that hill called Calvary. That is the only testimony. That is the only message that can bring eternal life to dead hearts. Listen to verse 7. It says that we are to bear witness about the light so that all might believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Going on through Him, through who? About through Jesus Christ. What it means is that. And remember that it wasn't this person, but it was more because. Someone never heard of. And then how will they hear about God? What are some good gift ideas? Looking up on Google, what are the best gifts? I challenge every
detail.